Did you like mining?
Being underground?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a strange feeling. Gets in your blood, I don't know what it is.
Can you explain that?
No, can't. Just, I don't know, maybe it's the macho thing, I don't know. Do you think?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I think there's satisfaction doing something that's good, that's hard,
yeah,
and doing it well.
Other people don't want to do. Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know. Other people think you're crazy.
Can you describe, like, for instance, the work that you would do? Did you usually work at the station? Or
no.
If you were underground?
No, back in where the equipment was, mm-hmm. most of the time. Right in the stoper, and mm-hmm. deadheaded in the drift.
Now, would you be working on, like, the mucking machines and just pretty much
and
everything?
And slushers and pumps. Now, the pumps were by the station. Mm-hmm.
Can you describe that world for me, that subterranean world? I mean, what, for instance, what sort of colors were underground? What would you, as your light bounced around, what would you see?
Dirty yellow. See them dumps?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like that. Not them, not that one. That
but
one.
The sort of orangier. And
yeah, the yellow, the lighter one. Yeah. It's kind of like that. Oh, you saw a lot of pretty colors. Basically when they hit a vein of the ore.
What colors were in the vein?
Oh, blue and gray and green and a little red to them. There's some pretty rocks come out of there.
Was there much camaraderie that you felt underground?
I don't know, being a machinist underground, a lot different mm. being a miner, you know. I was quite a skill being a miner. Mm.
Was there, as a machinist, did you feel, was it a dangerous job as a machinist?
I don't know, any time you go, like in the pit, machinist, working on that big equipment going out on the, just being in the pit was dangerous. Mm. Just driving on the road with them big trucks sliding sideways at you. One of the tires blow, being run over by one, working on big equipment. Having all that iron hanging over your head, it was dangerous work. Going down the mine, you didn't have to do anything, just go down the mine, that's dangerous. Mm-hmm. And going into some of the places that they had, they were dangerous. Actual work, if you were careful, wasn't too dangerous underground, but just the place you were at. Mm-hmm.
Did you have any close calls?
One time, on the 400 station on the Never Sweat, we were in that LHD, and we just went out of there. We were out there about 10 minutes, and the whole station caved in.
Oh.
So we missed it by 10 minutes.
Somebody was on your side.
I think so.
Somebody on your shoulder.
Yeah.
When were you born?
1940.
So you were 18 when you started. And how many years did you work for the company? When were you laid off?
83.
Were you in the last, that last year?
Last month. Or 25. I was 25 years.
Did you get, I'm just trying to add this up in my head, 43 and years. Did you get any retirement?
No.
Did you make the...
Oh, no, you had to have... Well, yeah. I have a retirement coming when I'm 65 years old.
Mm-hmm.
No, you had to have 30 years to get the, you know, right away. Or be 55 years of age. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't either, so it was goodbye. Adios.
What sort of settlement, severance did you get?
Zero.